Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Oh, Miles.
Yes.
My nose.
What's wrong?
What the deal is. What?
What's wrong?
I don't know, my nose is all stuffy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Yes?
I don't think Martin Sargent told his friend about the website.
You don't think?
No. He said he's going to tell his friend.
Oh.
But we only got, you know.
Yeah.
We only got our person from the Netherlands and from the Kuwait back. We didn't get anybody new, so.
Oh, well.
So I don't think he told his friend.
Yeah.
So,
that's all right.
That's all right. It was
that's
good.
Right.
We got some good feedback, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude from the basementshow.net.
Yeah.
The friendly fascist liked the interview. I believe he said, great interview.
Good.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
I forwarded you that email.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some positive feedback.
Yeah.
So it wasn't all for nothing.
Right. No, I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you have fun?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Do you get tech TV?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Okay. Well, I've watched the show. It's still kind of funny.
Yeah.
I was glad he helped us out.
Cool.
He talked to us.
Yeah.
When other people wouldn't.
That's right.
So we're moving up the charts now. We're on to cable television hosts.
Right.
So maybe we'll get somebody who's from broadcast to talk to us.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, I believe you were supposed to have something a while back or something. I don't know.
I'm still working on something.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Sounds like the impotent man talking to his girlfriend or something. I'm still working on it.
Come on now.
Hold on a minute.
Come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
So, anyway.
Yes.
So we're heading out to see my father-in-law, like last week, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And we decided to take a little detour.
Okay.
On our way up. And so they're, you know, down, well, both of us, I guess, actually, live on the Mississippi River, right?
True.
Do you live on the Mississippi?
That's true.
Yeah. So we live on the Mississippi down here. So we're going to go up the Great River Road.
Right.
And, we have to get over into Missouri, right?
Right.
So we're, on the Great River Road, driving on up. Well, we could take a bridge, or we could take the ferry.
Okay.
So now there's a spot up in Illinois where the ferry is, like, paid for by the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And so I'm like, hey, free ferry, right?
Yeah.
So we get in line to go on the ferry and...
You usually like to pay for your ferry, so don't you?
No, I don't, actually. Anything I can get for free, ferry or not, I like to get it for free.
Okay.
And so there's quite a line, actually, for this free ferry, so much so that there was some guy selling drinks out of a van, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got a little side business selling drinks out of a van.
It's glasses of my own urine.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
I'm thinking I'm not wanting to drink this.
No, I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
No, I did not buy anything from the guy in the van, no. But there was quite a line, and so we got on. I mean, this ferry was packed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There must have been, like, this is, you know, you drive your whole car and everything. There's probably like 12 or 16 cars on this ferry.
Wow.
And so, you know, kids have never been on one, and so I thought, hey, this would be fun. So
right.
We get on there, and it's like, you know, they got the guy in the orange vest. Everything's, like, real proper. You line up, and it takes a little while to get across, and so you can get out of the car.
Sure.
And I guess there was, like, some convertible club, because there was all these convertibles on there with us.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting. But so we got out. I got my daughter out of the car, and we walked over on the deck and watched, you know. And this, I mean, how they drive these things, it's amazing. It's just like they they probably go and they find the worst drunk driving offender.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they give him, make him a ferry captain because
okay.
there is no straight lines that these things follow.
It wasn't Joseph Hazelwood, was it?
Yeah, it could have been Captain Hazelwood from the Exxon Valdez. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean they come flying out of this thing, and of course the current's going.
Right.
And all it is really it's like a tugboat lashed to a barge.
Right.
That they fancied up with some hydraulics and a place to park cars.
Right.
And they come flying out of there. They're going against the current, so they swing into the current. And then they get going and they trek it on up the river.
Right.
And then they swing it back out, like, at the last minute and hit the shore, right?
Right.
And I'm like, I mean, if you have any kind of motion sickness, the ferry will really get you going because it's just, you're swinging, you're swaying, you're, you know. But they all were very professional looking. They had the little orange things on.
Right.
And then they wave you off, you know, and you take off on the other side. Well, come to find out, this ferry really was just Illinois to Illinois. Because there's a little island thing there. So we get off the ferry.
What?
And, yeah, it's like the Illinois River, I guess. We were far enough up to cross the Illinois River.
Oh.
And so that it was free.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, let's look for the next ferry. So we see a thing. It says, you know, ferry 5 miles or something like that. It's like cutting cross country.
All right.
And the oddest thing about this. This is really totally odd. Was we took the ferry, we met up with a limousine in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it stopped at this hotel that looked like, I mean, it looked like gun smoke or something. And there's this limousine in the middle of nowhere at this, like, old-style Western-type hotel. This dude was getting out, you know, he's like, you know, Mr. Fancy Pants.
It wasn't like Ron Jeremy or anything like
no,
that.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
He was like some old white dude, you know, had like the golf shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, with the khaki pants.
Right.
But I thought that was weird because we just about run over the damn limousine because it wasn't going fast enough. So
right.
We had to pass that. And anyway. then it passed us because we had to make a pit stop.
And oh, shit.
It was a whole, believe me, it was a mess. So, so anyway, we go past that and we head and there's like these signs, ferry this way, ferry this way. And they're like, I mean, we must have took like 20 turns before we actually got to where the ferry was.
Right.
And then the faint strings of, you know, dueling banjos in the background, because there's like old barges and like, you know, shells of cars, and it's all dirt, gravel, you know.
This is not your usual route you take, it sounds like.
No, not at all. We've never been this way before. And that's, you know, it's like a line from a movie. Well, we've never been this way before.
Oh, did you regret it?
Well, it wasn't as bad as all that, but it just really looked...
Yeah.
The last ferry was very nice. This one looked like, you know, Sal in his bass boat towing your car.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, let's get that out of the bumper. but it actually was almost like the last ferry in construction, being a barge with a tugboat kind of thing on it.
Right.
But it certainly wasn't the spit and polish of the Illinois Department of Transportation's ferry.
Oh, shit.
And then the dudes working it, you know, were like, yeah. You know, there wasn't a line of cars. And nowhere, absolutely nowhere on any of the signage did it tell you how much it cost to get across.
Oh.
And we just took a free ferry, right?
How much you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we get to pull on, and there's a sign as you pull on. And it was like $5 across the river. $9 round trip. So you kind of they cut you a deal on the way if you come back.
Yeah.
Y'all come back now. And so the problem was we took off and we're like, do you want to stop and get any money? Nah. And it turns out we didn't have any money.
Oh, God.
So
yeah.
I'm looking at the guy. There's like no one around. And I go, he goes, pull on up, and I'm like, well, how much is it? He's like, $5. And I'm like, well, hold on. I think we're going to have to go figure out we got any cash. So I tell this guy, you know, who looks like, you know, he's got like nothing in his pocket, that I got to find out if I got any cash, you know. Here we are in the family of four and the truckster and everything.
He's so like, we can work out a payment plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we
back off the barge and pull up off the side. My wife goes through the change thing.
Oh.
And I'm like, let's just go and drive and find some other way. No, 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 the kids want to go on the ferry. And
you didn't have $5.
I swear I had nothing.
Jeez.
Absolutely not. Well, I don't carry cash. That's my thing, you know.
I guess.
I don't need it for much of anything, you know.
Yeah.
I never buy anything.
Right.
So, what do I need cash for, right?
Yeah.
And, so my wife digs through, and she somehow finds $5 worth of nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Oh.
In this little change thing that we keep in the car, as well as her purse.
God.
And she's like, you got anything? I got absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. Well, you know that lottery thing was like $180
million? Yeah.
So, like, I wasted like $2 on that.
So
I didn't have anything.
So you got to give them a bunch of nickels and dimes?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what an asshole.
So then by this time, somebody else has pulled up to use the ferry.
Yeah.
And they're behind us. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I don't want to hand this guy all his change.
Oh, my God, it's a limousine.
I go, yeah, it's not a limousine. Thank God it wasn't a limousine. If it was a limousine and he gave a bunch of change, I'd feel better. But
right. But
I'm like, oh, geez, why don't I just pull this in a sock and say I'm, you know, the Death Wish dude or something. You know? That's what I felt like. I had this huge amount of coinage.
Oh, my God.
So the dude walks up. We go ahead and pull on. I'm committed, right?
Yeah.
I'm committed to doing this. And a dude walks up, you know, to get the money, and I go, well, I think I'll keep you in change for a while. And I hand over this thing, and he just kind of looks at it, he's like, yeah, and he just walks away. So we go doing this whole drunken on the water thing and slide up, and voila, we're in Missouri.
He didn't take time to count it there.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did or not, but I felt like such an ass. I'm like, it's like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer paid for everything in pennies at the at the pizza place.
Yeah.
Pizza things.
Right.
I can't remember what the name of those things were, but anyway. But yeah, that's what it felt like. I'm like, holy Jesus. And I'm the one who's got to do it.
And you're putting down this guy.
Yeah.
And you're the guy. Oh,
he's probably looking at me going, yep.
I feel sorry for these people.
Those people. They got a nice car and children, and they ain't got $5 frickin'.
$5 frickin'.
Can't ride a goddamn ferry across the river.
What's with these Canadian coins in here?
What's with this duck head nickel?
You owe me some more money.
Really? I can get the pennies out.
Jeez.
I still got some pennies.
You cheap bastard.
Yeah, I know. I felt like shit. I'm like,
you
cheap man.
Bastard.
And my wife goes, well, I guess you could tell a story about it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I already talk about how cheap I am. Now I'm like handing out nickels to the homeless almost, dude.
I can't believe you didn't turn that car around. You heard it was $5, though. You are so damn cheap.
Well, I was wanting to, but it was like, we twisted and turned so many, it was like 6 miles, but it felt like 20, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I mean, and the thing was, going backwards, who knows where we would have went. I mean, it was nowhere. I mean, nowhere.
Nowhere, man.
Exactly. For all I know, this was a boat ramp.
Oh, Christ.
No, but they did, so we got across, and, you know, we headed on up, but I was like, oh, Jesus. The funny thing was, at the beginning, I asked him if we should get cash in my eyes. Oh, we could pay for stuff with a debit card.
Except Redneck Ferry, man.
Yeah, except for Redneck Ferry. You guys take debit?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So what's up with you?
I am all partied out this week, I'll be honest with you.
Partied out?
Well, I'm going to do something tonight we have not really done yet, a concert review.
Oh, you went to a concert?
I went to 2 concerts this week.
Holy schmoly.
I am just partied out, dude.
So you went to Barney concert.
I went to Barney
And let me tell you, the stench of marijuana at the Barney concert was so thick.
It was a little bit better than Barney. I went to go see probably one of the greatest rock bands ever, Cheap Trick.
Oh, you saw Cheap Trick.
And then a few days after that, I saw Def Leppard.
Really? So. Wow. So it was like a nostalgia tour.
Yeah.
So were you out there singing, I want you to want me?
You know, I was, but I was like the only one into it.
I want... Really?
Yeah, it was weird, you know, because like, we were going to go to it, first of all, right?
Yeah.
My wife won these tickets.
Oh, she won them?
Because I'm like you, I'm really cheap, you know?
She won the tickets, wow. How'd she win them?
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have paid to go, but we did win these. But
how'd she win them?
On the radio. I told her to call up for this contest. I've been trying all day, and she wins them right off the bat.
Well, you know, she is much luckier than you.
I don't want to go into that.
You're a sad sack, really.
You know.
Yeah.
But the problem was that we're getting ready to go, and I allow her to dress me.
Okay.
Which is weird, because it's like, well, she's like, well, here, wear one of my shirts. I'm like, what? She goes, oh, it's really a guy's shirt. It's from Kmart or something, but it's a guy's shirt. I'm
yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm like wearing this pink top, you know, and flowers. No, I'm just kidding. No,
you know,
it was like a navy blue shirt. Huh?
You're turning into your father.
Well, I know. My wife's like, well, here, wear one of mine. I'm like, and like at first I'm like, yeah, okay.
Your dad goes, hey, I can wear one of those shirts.
And then when I got to the concert, I realized it was like a big mistake. I'm like, ooh. I look like a puff, you know, walking around. This thing,
So it wasn't a good shirt? I mean, describe this shirt to me.
Well, I don't know. It just didn't seem like my style.
It was very silky.
Huh?
It was very silky, and it had a large playing cards on it.
No, I don't know. It's just I felt weird wearing it.
It had a ruffled collar.
Yeah, everyone else had like Dale Earnhardt T-shirts.
Yeah,
felt like this navy blue T-shirt type of thing walking around.
Yeah, they wore Dale Earnhardt, and you were wearing Liberace. Yeah.
I'm wearing my wife's T-shirt.
I want you to want me.
Yeah.
The Dream Police.
And then, like, my wife wanted to meet up with her friend Desiree.
Yeah.
And we show up, and we get there like 2 hours early.
What?
I don't know. It was supposed to be an hour and a half early, but still. Because
you wanted to parade around in your gay shirt.
I guess. I'm like, you know, where's my purse at, you know? I totally felt weird.
Robin Zander. Where's Robin Zander?
Who's that cute girl up front with the navy blue top? Oh, it smiles. Yeah.
And the receding hairline.
Those girls wanted to get drunk and stuff. You know, I don't know what their agenda was, but
let's get drunk and get laid.
Who could pound the most beers in an hour and a half?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So an opening act comes on like at 8 o'clock at night.
Who was the opening act?
I had a Pisces something. I don't know what it was.
I thought maybe it was another nostalgic thing there.
No, it sounded more like feces, but anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't very good.
Especially that woman in the navy shirt with the receding hairline.
I'll kick his her ass. But no, like the opening act played for half an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And then like a half an hour of nothing.
Oh, you had to wait?
Yeah.
Oh, they're being all like
rock stars.
Yeah.
So then Cheap Trick starts and
so did you catch a pick?
No, I was so far back. I was like a football field at least back, longer. You know?
There was that many people?
Yeah, there was. It's like a converted parking lot, basically, they do this in.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
I can't believe that many people show up.
Which, like, I was the only one into it, where we were standing. A lot of people were just standing there talking, you know?
They're all with the free tickets.
Yeah. You get free tickets? Yep.
Yep.
You wearing your wife's shirt? Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
No, but it was weird. What was weird about it, I enjoyed it, but they had, like, someone interpreting for the deaf up on stage. It's honest to God true, and I thought that was a little bit weird.
Were they really doing it, or was it just a crazy fan?
No, it was really going on.
That's interesting.
I didn't quite understand that whole thing, but I thought it was a little bit weird, but I'm not one to judge, so I don't know.
It's because they're all deaf, because they're all so goddamn old.
I mean, if you're that well, you know, if you're that bad off with your hearing, you should not go to a rock and roll concert.
Probably not.
I don't know. I'm not one to judge, so I don't know.
That was for Rick Nielsen, the lead guitarist there.
But I enjoyed Cheap Trick. They kicked ass.
Yeah, they did a good job with all the old favorites.
There was a couple they didn't play, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Next time
they come through town, you'll catch those.
Huh?
Next time they come through town, you'll catch those.
Yeah, well, they didn't play that stupid song, The Flame, thank God.
Yeah.
And they did not play Don't Be Cruel.
Yeah.
And I was very disappointed because they did not play She's Tight.
Oh, they didn't play She's Tight.
They did not play that.
She's Tight, She's Tight.
I wanted so much to hear that, and they would not play it. So.
Well, probably because, you know, who you were with, were they were already tight.
Yeah, he's like, this is dedicated to that big girl in the navy blue shirt up there. Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's my review of Cheap Trick, and then 2 days later we went to go see Def Leppard, which I thought kind of sucked.
Were they in the round?
No.
No, cause see, I remember, well, actually my wife and I, before we were married, saw Def Leppard on the heyday, you know, Pour Some Sugar on Me and all
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In the round, with the
no.
one-armed drummer.
No.
Yeah.
I totally was not into it.
Did they sing that song? Did they sing Photograph?
Yeah.
You already had your fill.
I wasn't really into it, though, you know?
You had your fill at that point.
Yeah, I was pretty much tired.
Did man. You wear the same gay shirt, or what?
No, I dressed myself for Def Leppard, I'll be honest with you. I wore, like, my SIU Saluki shirt.
Oh, there you go.
Because I had to feel like a man, you know.
Yeah, it's about as manly as you can get.
You know, like, where are my pants? Where are my pants?
Where you live, basically. I don't know if anybody even understood that that was a college.
Yeah.
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 You'd been better off wearing, you know, like the Burlington Bees or something.
I guess. I don't know. So, that was my review, my concert review. It kind of sucked, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So evidently you're saying basically that it's more fun to see an older band
yeah.
with gay clothing on than it
yeah.
is to see a less old band with manly clothing on.
If you want to have fun at a concert, go in gay clothing, apparently.
So if the Thompson Twins ever showed up, you
yeah.
would be dressed how?
I probably would have fit right in.
In
yeah.
white fur?
Yeah. Or wear like a tube top or something.
Hold me now.
Come on.
Oh, hold my heart. Stay with me.